Welcome to the show, and the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you, and we call it The Extra, adding a little something extra to your day, an hour of conversation. And today, our guests are the folks from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, Alexis Barton and Paul Myers Bennett. Thank you both for joining us here on The Extra.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, so often we talk about scams that and ways that consumers can protect themselves. What are we going to talk about today?
So we're going to start by talking about your next family vacation. And so this is the time of year when your coworkers and friends and family and hopefully yourself are getting out there and either exploring Colorado or, you know, someplace around the world that you want to take a break from work and get out and do. So that'll be one of the things we're talking about.
And all right. Before we get into the other things, let's talk about this. So everyone decides they're going to take a summer vacation. Well, most people with kids in school, they take this this opportunity to take their kids on vacation because you realize once the kids start school that your time with them as a family together is really very limited as they get older and older, and you know friends take up more and more of their time. So much is riding on having a smooth plan, but crooks can really get in the way, right?
Well, that's right. And there's so many ways that you're planning for your trip. So in 2022, the U.S. consumers lost a median amount of about $700. And that was compared to 2021, where the loss was $620. So consumers are losing more money when they are planning for their vacations, and that's according to our own BBB scam tracker. So scammers often take advantage of consumer habits, and they capitalize on trends like internet searches that are enticing consumers with great deals or popular destinations or all-inclusive packages. And while these scams persist year-round, they often increase during this increased travel period. So whether it's spring break or now that it's summer and time to take your holiday plans or go on a summer vacation, this is when crooks are trying to really get the most amount of money out of Americans. So far this year, according to the FTC, U.S. consumers have reported over 265,000 lost to travel scams. And that means that in 2022, that's an increase of 18.9%. So almost 19% of increase in travel scams. So according to the FTC's Consumer Sentinel Network reports, travel-related fraud costs U.S. consumers around $1.5 million. So that is a lot of fraud going on around vacations. And in fact, that's 16% of all fraud reported is travel fraud. So when you're planning an event or looking for a good deal for a family vacation or getaway, we encourage you to save money and avoid scams and travel safely. Plan ahead. Scammers often target people that are looking for great deals online by offering tempting vacation packages at really unrealistically low prices. So like we say every month with you, Shannon, if it's too good to be real, there's a really good chance that it is in fact too good.
I worry about this so much because you often get, you know, emails and even from, you know, reputable sources, like for instance the rewards program, and you get these offers, and it's been my experience that it can be, you know, a very tempting, you know, two nights at this, you know, $1,000 a night resort for only $100 outside of Phoenix. I mean, that was during the winter, not during the summer. I mean, things look so attractive. So how can people plan for the possibility that scammers might be behind them?
That's right. Well, you do want to, again, plan ahead. You want to do your research. You want to check twice. It's like the measure twice, cut once situation. So keep checking. Find reputable travel agencies. You can always visit BBB.org. That's where we have accredited businesses that have their licenses checked, et cetera. But plan ahead. Allow plenty of time to research hotels, your flights, and your stay area. Typically, the earlier your reservations are made, the better the deals will be, the lower the risk the destination will be booked solid. And making these reservations in advance also locks in rates, and it prevents higher prices later during spring break, peak summer seasons, and holiday travel seasons. Avoid broad internet searches. So entering phrases into Google, for example, like best deals, into whichever search engine you can use, it often brings up what look to be official websites, but they are not official. And they're literally fly-by-night websites designed solely for the purpose of ripping people off.
So,
be careful about what you enter in, again, including...
I never would have thought of that. Yeah, that may be the trigger. Huh. Interesting.
Be alert for travel scams. So watch out for phone calls or letters claiming free trips or websites offering prices that appear just too good to be true. You know, it's very easy to extend questionable offers like these, or to jump at them. But they often leave travelers in limbo and out of a lot of money. Again, I said this before, but do your homework. Ask your family and friends to recommend travel agents or websites that they've used and that have been successful. Get trip details in writing. So before making a final payment, get all your trip details in writing. This should include the total cost, the restrictions, the cancellation policies, the names of the airlines. And some of this has become better since COVID, and some has not. But also review and keep a copy of the airline, the hotel's cancellation and refund policies, as well as the cancellation policies of the travel agency or the booking site that you used online. So consider travel insurance. Travel insurance often covers things like trip cancellations for medical emergencies, and there are different levels based on what type of plan you purchase. So ask many, many questions, read the fine print, and what's covered and what's not. Pay with a credit card. That provides a little safety to you, because you can often go to the credit card company and say it was in fact fraud and get your money back versus sending a check or money order or something like that. And then plan travel intentionally. So check to see if there are any advisories that affect either the United States or say you're going to Canada or Mexico. Check and see what those are about. And no matter what, you know, take extra precautions.
And we know that you have some specifics on that as well. But before we get to that, we need to take a break. Paul Myers Bennett, our guest today, who is with the Colorado Springs, or Southern Colorado, I should say, Better Business Bureau. And we do want to push ahead to the Better Business Bureau's website, because if you have further questions about this, you can go to bbb.org/all/travel-leisure. We'll make sure we get that URL up on our podcast page, the link for it. And that way you can find out more about what we're talking about. When we come back, some more of those travel specifics, as well as when you're driving around in a rental car, typically you have the ability to plug in to the car's computer system, right? You plug in your phone and all of a sudden it's asking, do you want to share the compatibilities with the car? What you should know about that. That's when the extra continues. Keep on listening for that and more here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with the extra, and we're talking with the wonderful folks from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, who are trying to make sure that we all have a safe summer vacation, free from any scam attacks. Alexis Barton, Quality Assurance Coordinator, and Paul Myers Bennett, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the Better Business Bureau, are joining us. And let's finish up, Paul. You were talking about some of the extra precautions that people can take to make sure they're safe when and where they're traveling. Tell us about those.
Well, and these are both for where they're traveling and then also from home when they're traveling. So the first one is wait on social media. So it's fun to post on your adventure with friends and family, but it's really best to wait till you get back from your trip. Photos and social media posts of family having a great time also lets thieves know that your house is empty and that you are away. So, they're going to enjoy the pictures when you get back just as much as when you're there.
You know, that's when I follow all the time, because I'm a little worried. And, especially when people see that, and I've got an absolutely public, social media site. Facebook is open to anyone because of my work, and our work here as journalists. And so that's when I've worried about quite a bit.
That's right. No, it's one of those things where it's better to be past tense. Look at this wonderful, zip line through the jungle, then I'm currently on it out of the country. Please, you know, know my home is empty. So check your home insurance. If your home will be unattended while you're away, make sure to know your responsibilities under your home insurance policy. Some policies do not cover damage if nobody checks on your home for a while. So that's an odd one, but just double check that your insurance policy is good for you for being away from your home for extended periods of time. Share a copy of your itinerary with family members and or close friends. Include the contact information of someone else that's joining you on the trip. So that's the just in case. Make sure that people know where you are and how to get a hold of you. Take a map. People rely so heavily on smartphones and GPS that I know Alexis could talk about this too, but like say here in Colorado, if you go camping, there's a good chance you're not going to have service. And so take a hard copy of a map, the old fashioned style, just in case you have technical difficulties or don't have service. Check weather conditions, where you're going to be traveling. Make sure that you're, you know, packing the appropriate supplies and clothing. Avoid traveling alone. Using a buddy system and sticking with a group is very smart. And then finally, use a hotel safe. So store extra cash and keep valuables under lock and key or in some way that's safe. If maybe that's on you, there's, you know, if the hotel, if something seems odd about the safe, don't use that either. Just make sure you're using extra precaution and not just leaving things, including your credit cards and cash out where you're going to be. So those are some take extra precautions for your upcoming vacation.
All right. And Alexis, why don't you chime in here? Because you have some important tips when it comes to booking those hotel rooms.
Yeah. So if you're considering booking a hotel room this summer, which for most of us, if you're going on vacation, that's probably likely. Make sure you take note of some of these tips. So there was a survey done in 2018 by the American Hotel and Lodge Association that found that 23% of consumers reported being misled by a third-party website, usually, or over the phone. And so this translated to 28.5 million hotel stays that were fraudulent, and over $5.2 billion in those fraudulent bookings. So this is unrelated websites, scammy websites, when you get that phone call to book over the phone. So this caused consumers a lot of extra fees in rebooking, incorrect accommodations, lost reservations. So they would show up to this hotel thinking they had a reservation and luggage in hand, and turns out they don't, and the hotel's completely booked. So that can certainly throw a wrench in your plan. So before booking that hotel room, make sure you consider some of these tips. And I think one of the biggest ones, and I actually learned this from experience, is if you have the option to purchase your hotel room directly from the hotel, directly from their official website, rather than using a third party, that's definitely recommended. I learned this, like I said, the hard way when I tried to cancel that, and the hotel has no control over what that third party platform does. So they may have their own policies, but once you book through that third party, you're totally at the mercy of the third party's policies and what they choose to do. So if you do have the option to book directly from the source, that is certainly recommended. However, those third-party sources sometimes have better deals, better bundles. So if you do use a third party, just make sure that you're using someone that's reputable, that's legitimate. Avoid trusting a website, even if it appears near the top of the search results. Make sure you're researching and you're using someone that you trust to book that third-party accommodation, because you can get yourself, like we mentioned, in some pretty hot water. And we've heard lots of stories of people showing up and really having their vacation ruined by not having a hotel room when they got there. So that's a pretty big bummer. So like I said, make sure you're doing that research. Make sure you're checking bbb.org. Regardless of what website you use, you can check online to see if these websites have any complaints, negative or positive customer reviews, and if they have resolved any of the previous problems. Like Paul had mentioned, planning ahead is really going to be helpful. So people often make bad vacation decisions when they're under pressure or a time crunch. So the best hotel deals are usually going to be far in advance. Planning ahead, you can research sites a little bit more thoroughly, compare options, and make sure that you're getting the best deal with someone that you can trust and you're not feeling pressured into using those broad searches like best deals or cheapest rates, like Paul had mentioned before. And last tip here is just make sure you're really familiar with the policies. So if you are booking through directly through the hotel or through a third party, make sure that you know what are the refund policies, how far in advance can I cancel, so that you're fully aware of any charges that you may incur going forward. So if you do feel you've been scammed while trying to book a hotel room through a third party or over the phone, make sure that you report that to the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/scam tracker. It really helps us kind of track these things and hope to stop them in the future.
All right. Well, Alexis and Paul, please stand by because we need to take a break here. We will come back with more travel tips from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. That's after the break. And again, if you would like to find out more, go to bbb.org. We'll put the link on our podcast page. This is KRDO News Radio. We're back with The Extra, and today we are talking to the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. We've got Alexis Barton and Paul Myers Bennett on the KRDO Newsline. We were talking about tips for staying safe and booking a hotel room, and we should mention that if you feel you've been scammed while trying to look and book for a hotel room, you can report that to the Better Business Bureau. They really rely on such sourced information. Go to bbb.org/scam tracker to find out how to do that and to find out about other scams going around. So, Alexis, why don't you tell us about this? We're talking now about, in a world that's more connected than ever, even on vacation, how can we keep our devices safe? I'm talking, you know, phones, iPads, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. So even if you're traveling for business or pleasure, everyone has a device or two or three, maybe, right? You have your cell phone, maybe a laptop, a tablet. I know I travel with young kids, so we have tablets for sure. There's lots of devices and there's lots of information stored on them. So BBB recommends really only taking what you need. Do you need all three devices, your cell phone, tablet, and laptop? Or can you limit yourself to the bare necessities just to keep things safe? Remembering that any devices you take with you are not only electronically vulnerable, but then you have to keep track of them as well, which can be just as difficult. So keep an eye on your stuff. Never leave those devices unattended or sitting out on the table. If you leave them in your hotel room, make sure you're locking them in that safe or you're putting them in your luggage. And I know a lot of folks even get a lock on that luggage, so they know that their expensive devices are safe in there. So if you're at the coffee shop working or catching up on something remotely, don't leave that laptop sitting there while you walk up to get another latte. Make sure you take the laptop with you, and you're not leaving your information kind of open for anyone to take a peek at or take the whole device entirely. On that same note, be careful about how you're charging these devices. So especially in airports, we've seen this a lot where the portable chargers or the wall outlets, or I know at DIA, they have those nice big charging stations where there's several public outlets that people can use as they wait for their flights. So it's preferable to bring your own charger and not use those community chargers. But if you have to use a public USB port, or even a public outlet, make sure when that prompt pops up that says, would you like to share your information with this device, that you're always selecting no. As soon as you select yes on that, you're giving whoever has kind of put a phishing device in that charger or outlet full access to whatever is on your electronic device. So being super careful, I always try to charge my phone and my devices before I leave and then hopefully wait until I get to the hotel room to charge them up and avoid those public places where they have charging banks and stuff. you do have to do that, just make sure you check your settings and that your devices are ready for travel. So turn off the auto join feature to Wi-Fi with no passwords, unsecured networks.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you're not just automatically joining those. I know that some devices have that setting where it's like, hey, if there's Wi-Fi available, connect me. Whether there's a password or not, you're going to definitely want to make sure you turn those off. Those password-free Wi-Fi connections are just ripe with hackers and fraudsters who are waiting to track your device. The other thing that's great is turn on Find Your Phone. Prepare yourself just in case, you know, heaven forbid that you lose something while you're on vacation or you lose your phone or you lose your laptop. That can help you locate that and hopefully save you a little headache. Another setting you want to make sure you have on these devices is password protection. So never leave a phone without a password, a laptop or a tablet without a password. Definitely make sure you have the PIN or the fingerprint or whatever you prefer to use. A couple more tips here is just making sure your antivirus is up to date before you go. Make sure you're backing up your files before you go. So uploading any photos and things like that to the cloud. Again, in case that valuable device is lost or stolen, you're going to want to make sure you have all the information that you need off of it. And kind of lastly here is if you're streaming, and I've seen this a lot, we've actually had some reports about this in hotel rooms or Airbnbs. If you sign into Netflix or Hulu or however you watch, don't forget to log out. The next person behind you, if you're still logged in, does not have to put in their own password. They can use your account. And so we've seen lots of reports, people checking their devices, and they find out that they're signed in like 10 different states because they forgot to log out of these things. So a couple of just, you know, things that you can do with your device to make sure your information and your physical devices themselves stay protected while you're on vacation.
Yeah, so many things that are made easier by having access to, you know, the web and et cetera through our devices, but other ways that we can put ourselves at risk, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely. Especially when you're on vacation, it seems like people's guards drop a little bit and hackers know that and fraudsters know that. So they try to exploit that, definitely.
Okay, we need to take a short break here. Alexis, our guest, along with Paul Myers Bennett from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Again, you can find out more information at BBB.org. We're back after this break with more of The Extra. Welcome back to The Extra and the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. The person we're talking to now, Paul Myers Bennett, who's the Vice President of Marketing and Sales at the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Paul, the question I'm thinking of after we've talked about all these ways that scammers can take advantage of us is, do we need travel insurance?
Well, I agree with you. It almost makes you scared to go on vacation, but we all need vacations and we just need to be safe and do our research. And one of the things we need to look into is travel insurance. Is it, you know, what does it cover? Do I really need it? The short answer is, according to experts, it really depends on the vacation destination, the policy type, and your unique situation. So in 2020 and 2021, the Better Business Bureau received thousands of complaints related to its travel insurance. Many occurred because the policy didn't cover cancellation caused by the coronavirus, or it didn't cover travel bans to certain areas. So according to the U.S. Travel Insurance Association, the cancellation of a trip out of the fear of traveling or in relation to travel advisories is not typically covered by insurance policies. So travelers who purchased policies that included cancel for any reason, those are known as CFAR coverage, they may still have options to recoup funds, but those generally cost quite a bit more. And often pandemics are listed as exclusions in those policies. So, you know, strangely, we went through a global pandemic, as we all are aware, and folks that didn't read the fine print often were not covered, even though they spent that money for the travel insurance. So in addition, travelers may find that airlines and other travel suppliers, they need to check with them about their own refunds and waivers and other accommodations. So that might be the website that you book through, the airline. Some of those do automatically include some sort of insurance and others do not. So when thinking about purchasing travel insurance, consider these tips. Travel insurance is intended to help with unexpected events. It's not for things like forecasted hurricanes. If it's a known event, meaning it's been forecast or anticipated, it may not be considered covered for the reason of the cancellation of the traveler's books after the date that they book their vacation. The policies vary. Before purchasing a policy or trying to file a claim, read the specifics on what the policy does and doesn't cover. Contact the insurance company directly with questions. Read the fine print. If a CFAR, and again, that is cancel for any reason policy, was purchased, confirm the specific policy wording for all the details regarding the benefits before filing a claim. And then be flexible with travel plans. Dates, times, and arrangements can change at any given time. Make plans, but leave room for the unexpected. And that's hard to do when you're asking for time off from work, for example, or you're meeting someone at a specific destination. But the more flexible you can be, the more likely that these travel insurances will come through and be helpful for you, Shannon.
So, Paul, we are getting ready to finish up here, and those are all some great tips. I'd like you to provide a website or URL where people can go to find out more.
You bet. So you can either Google BBB and travel and leisure, or the best is bbb.org/all/travel-leisure. That's the exact site that's going to give you everything we've talked about over the last hour on how to be safe. Again, if you have in fact been scammed, please report it to us, and then we escalate it to the state resources. We escalate it to local authorities, and that's bbb.org/scam-tracker. So use that as a free resource to you. It's crowdsourcing, just making sure that we get the information and pass that information along so other people are not scammed as well.
Mm. And Paul, let's jump a little bit off track, but not really, because yesterday here on the Extra, we were talking about the past Small Business Week that was hosted here in the Pikes Peak region. And we were talking about that with the folks from the Chamber and EDC yesterday. And you have some interesting things that you want to share about that week. I mean, events, workshops, and more. And people can still be finding out and learning about these topics, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And now it's free. So the workshops were very inexpensive to attend, but now they've been recorded and they're available just for any small business owner or consumer to watch. KRDO was the exclusive TV sponsor of the entire week. And so we had an MC from KRDO, and we appreciate all your help. Just letting it's literally a full week of events that helps our community and our small businesses. So in case you missed it, you can watch them all at Pikes Peak Region Small Business Week. So either you can Google Pikes Peak Small Business Week 2023 or the exact website, the official website that has all the videos on it, all the speakers, everything, and it's all available for free. It's Pikes Peak SBDC, that stands for Small Business Development Center. So pikespeaksbdc.org/SBW for Small Business Week. So pikespeaksbdc.org/SBW. And Shannon, no, I appreciate that. I think if you go as a consumer or as a business, you're just going to love the resources. Monday was ChatGPT actually wrote the marketing questions that the very esteemed panel talked about. So how do you use this new AI in marketing? There was a bunch of the state office of the future. The director was down talking about what's the future of work look like. So that's available. And then how do you attract and retain a good workforce, and what that means about having a good company culture. And there's just that's a workshop that's on there. And then the new mayor speaks about his passion for small business. That's on the final day, the closing ceremony. So all that's available for free. And thank you, Shannon, for KRDO's support of Small Business Week.
Oh, glad to support it in any way we can. You know, small businesses are the backbone of our community. I think everyone knows that here in the Pikes Peak region. That and the military. I mean, I think the military also adds a lot too. But when you're talking about, you know, having a vibrant community, certainly you need look no further than our small businesses. So glad that we could be a supporter in that way, and glad we can get the word out this way. So I'd like to thank our guests, Paul Myers Bennett. Thank you for joining us here on The Extra, Paul.
Hey, thank you for having me. We appreciate you very much. And I hope everyone does have safe and fun vacations this summer.
Yeah, I need to ask, Paul, where are you going for summer vacation?
I also, like Alexis, have two littles. I have an 11-month-old and a 4-year-old. Oh. So I think we're going to stay local and just do maybe a long weekend in the mountains. And that will about probably suffice for getting out of the safety zone of the house.
Yes, with an under one. Yeah, I can agree with that. Alexis Barton, thank you for joining us here on The Extra. And I have to ask, where's your destination this summer?
Yeah, I actually just got back from vacation last night. So we took about a week-long camping trip, like Paul had mentioned, up near Silverthorne in Colmont, Colorado. So we stayed pretty close, but took a little break. So I don't know if we'll go on vacation again, but at least if we don't, we got that one out of the way.
Did you get rained on up there in the mountains camping?
We did about an hour a day. It actually was not too bad. We got back here to Colorado Springs and figured out quickly that it was a lot worse here than it was there.
Okay, well, there you go. So hopefully it won't dampen spirits when the next camping trip comes around. All right, yep. To all those camping, flying, road tripping, and other staycationers, others planning those trips and maybe staycations, we hope this has been of some value to you to hear how to best protect yourself in those circumstances. And to our guests today, we thank them. To our listeners as well, thank you for being along for the conversation here on KRDO News Radio. Tom Martino is up ahead. Have a great day.